Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Thursday. It is going to be a good day today. You know how I know that? I woke up and I'm breathing and I made the decision. So there you go. I'm sitting here, of course, with my ever-present and always favorite co-host, coffee, in my new Lilydale mug. Very excited. Sometimes I feel like my coffee mugs are as much my co-host as anything else. But we have a beautiful sunny day today. The weather is turning here, and not only is spring in the air, summer is like right there. So this should be a very good time. So, okay. So for those of you who have technical issues, which happens from time to time, and people will write in on Facebook and they'll say, I can't hear, or I'm having, you know, a hard time in posting. I do the best I can to get to everybody, so please bear with me on that. But we should be firing on all cylinders today, so, and not just because this is my second cup of coffee. I haven't even gotten to take a sip yet, but that's okay. So always at the top of the hour, I talk to you a little bit about what's coming up in Lilydale, because that is a fabulous thing, always my passion. And we have something going on very, very special this weekend, which, of course, is the Women's Retreat Weekend. And Friday night, by the way, you can find this at lilydaleassembly.org. You can also find it on their Facebook page under events. We have all kinds of things. Friday night starts the kickoff. It's the Grow Your Business class in the Lyceum from 5 to 6:30 with Eileen Thomas, and she is fabulous. She's got all kinds of – she's built businesses herself. She's faced challenges. She knows what she's talking about. So that would be a good one to come to, get some experience, ask some questions, that sort of thing. We also have an all-women sweat lodge. Now, traditionally, we have our sweat lodges here on the beach in Lilydale. And for those of you who didn't know that we have a beach, we are technically an island, although you can't tell. feels like a peninsula now because a lot of tall water grasses and things have grown in, a little bit swampy on one part of the property. But we are technically an island on a tri-lake system. So we do have a beach. So when you come in the summer, you can bring a bathing suit. You can bring a floaty if you want. And we're kind of putting some energy into beautifying that as the years go on as well. So I won't spoil anything, but it's adorable now, and it will be downright beautiful within the next couple of summers here. So bring a suit. Come swimming, come sit on the beach and relax and enjoy. But back to my point, the sweat lodge is actually being moved off property because the sweat lodge shell did not survive. So they're building a new one, but it's not going to be in time for this weekend. So our dear friend and assembly president, Neil Rostowski has generously allowed us to move the sweat lodge to his property. He regularly hosts a sweat lodge at his place, and so that won't be a problem. And it's only like a 5-minute drive. So anybody who's interested in that, we are going to leave at the very latest 6:30 from the hotel, and we're going to carpool caravan out there. I'm going to lead the way so nobody gets lost. The property is only 5 minutes from Lilydale, so not a problem. It'll be a great time. in the morning, Saturday, you can start your Saturday off with an incredible yoga class, and that starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 11:30. It is gentle vinyasana flow, morning yoga and guided meditation, and that, of course, is with our friend and yogi, Nancy Lombardo. That is in the Lyceum building. You can get your ticket in advance if you would like. That's going to be, and that really genuinely is suitable for all levels, okay? So don't worry about that. We've got a healing and message service because, of course, it's Lilydale, and everybody needs that. And I feel like especially women, you know, we wear a lot of different hats, and if we can take this time to nurture ourselves, that's really good. So that's going to be in the Azure Room at the Maplewood. That is from 11 to noon. It is free. It is open to the public. You can go and sit for healing or just enjoy the energy of that, okay? It's a very short, like 2 to 3 minute inspirational reading, and then you have the healing, and then you have the and some meditation and some messages at the end. So it just kind of gives you just like a flash, a little taste of what we do in separate services during the summer or what we do in Lilydale on Wednesday nights in the off season. Because every Wednesday night we have the healing service from 7 to 8 o'clock. Right now, this off season, it's in the Octagon building because the Healing Temple is under renovation. And I've seen it. It's looking really good. It's going to have air conditioning. It's fantastic. So when you come this summer, you get to experience that. And thank you for all of the love and the energy that you put into that place. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze in just a second here. But we also have the Color Coherence Psyche Color Soma class, which is going to be really cool. That is at the Maplewood also. Pretty much all of everything that's happening this weekend goes between the Azure Room and the Maplewood Hotel or the Lyceum. So it's not too far of a walk, that sort of thing. You're not gonna get anything messed up. But we've got that. Then after that, we've got again in the Azure Room the Women's Empowerment Panel. We've got three amazing women for that. We've got Bobby Coswell, who was our new director in Lilydale. We've got Paula D'Amico from the Buffalo area, part of the National Association of Women in Business. And I believe she's an officer with that. And we've got Kirstie Kings. And all three women, very diverse backgrounds. They're going to talk a little bit about themselves, things that they faced and challenged and overcome. And we're going to talk about, you know, standing in your power. And we're going to take questions from the audience and talk about things that are important to women in everyday life. That is from 3:30 to 5. And you can grab a little dinner. By the way, Lucy's Coffee Shop is going to be open all weekend. You can get your treats. You can get your coffee. They're going to have some nibbles and different things, and it's going to be fun. And you'll enjoy it, I promise. The local restaurants are open as well in Casadega. And it's, you know, there's we will never starve you here in Lilydale. I promise you that. very important. Then for the evening activities, we have two on Saturday. We have from 6 to 8 o'clock something we're calling In Good Spirits. That is an evening with a movie produced and directed and created all by Rosalind Smith out of the Fredonia University. And the movie, it's historical. It talks about the women's rights, suffrage, and temperance, most importantly, temperance movement, because that had a really, really big role in the political movement towards the change in culture in the, you know, late 1800s through the early 1920s. So you might want to, you will want to check that out. You might, I don't mean to say might, you will want to check that out. It's going to be great. And then following that movie, which is rather short, Roz Smith, who is, again, the director and creator, will answer some questions, that sort of thing. After that, some of our local mediums have are donating their time to do a mediumship gallery. So if you were looking to come for that kind of quintessential Lilydale experience and get messages, that sort of thing, you know, lots of our mediums are going to be open this weekend as well. But this is a great time to do it. They're doing what is referred to as gallery style, meaning they will give messages to members of the audience as time allows. And, you know, they try to get to as many people as possible. So, you know, that will be great. And then also, it's my favorite thing ever, Girls Night Out. It's going to be in the Maplewood Hotel because we decided the auditorium this time of year at night still a little too chilly. And we're learning from previous experiences. So we've moved everything into the hotel. It is a $40 ticket, but you get a tremendous amount for that. So you can come. It is, because it's Girls Night Out, you can come in your pajamas, and we're doing karaoke, and we've got DJ Dee Dee, and she's amazing, and she really gets the crowd pumped up, and a whole variety in type of music, everything from oldies and pop to country, and a really great time, and room to dance, so you'll want to take advantage of that. That also comes with, we have had a tattoo artist coming in. She's amazing. We have chair massage, and we also have this massive dessert buffet. You're going to want to take part in that because it's delicious. You know, it's just going to be a great time to relax and celebrate with your girlfriends. That goes from 7 to 10 p.m. Come and enjoy yourself, okay? This is going to be a really, really, really good time. And then Sunday, you can sleep in. You can go to church. You can stay over in the hotel because the hotel will be open Friday and Saturday night. So you can really participate. And the rooms are, you know, towards the back. They're in the center of town. It'll be, you know, you can rest when you need to rest, but you can party hardy and then fall into bed if you want as well. So, oh, and by the way, lots of vendors during that as well. So it should be great fun. Sunday, there is a class called Mother Nature is Speaking, Are You Listening? And this is a really good opportunity to learn about natural law and how nature acts as a guide to teach on your personal path, to help you with spiritual growth, to help you with healing, to pick up signs and symbols. And that is Sunday 1 to 4. And it's at, you guessed it, the Maplewood Hotel in the center of Lilydale. It's a giant white building with a sign on the side that says hotel. You can't miss it. but all the shops are going to be open. Lots of the mediums are going to be open. Some of the guest houses are going to be open. So you've got a variety. You've got choice. So grab a girlfriend. Come for the day. Come and stay overnight. Do a little getaway. You know you need that before summer. And check it out, okay? And, you know, I think when we talk about spiritual growth and spirituality, I think some people, they get into a mindset that everything is just kind of a little woo-woo, and they don't really know if there's something that they can take away from it that is a practical application. You know, they question that a little bit, and I get it. You know, personal spiritual growth is something that is totally individual, and something that everybody's path is going to be a little bit different. No one is greater than another. We celebrate natural law here, and there's about a billion different ways that you can study that you can understand it. So We all got to start somewhere, and a lot of it is just allowing things to unfold and going, oh, I know what that is. I can relate it back to this in my world, or this in my spiritual history, or this in my religious training, and you see how things kind of start to fit and fold together. Yes, I every time I catch myself saying, I mentally scold myself, which is not totally helpful, but I'm working on it. Anyway, would have been funny. I keep thinking of the episode of How I Met Your Mother where they catch Robin saying, and that's, my mind always goes back to that. So, sorry. Speaking of personal growth, there is this fabulous story, and lots of things get attributed to different spiritual leaders that probably didn't come from those specific spiritual leaders, but they're good nonetheless. So, there's a story that I really enjoyed hearing where somebody went to the Buddha and said, what do I gain by practicing meditation? And the Buddha said, nothing, but let me tell you what you lose. What you lose is a sense of self-consciousness, anxiety, all of these, you know, things that will drag you down. And I thought that was very interesting. We talk about spiritual growth, and we think that it's going to be this sort of carried around on the back of a rainbow experience. And in reality, sometimes what spiritual growth means is that we're looking over our shoulder at situations, opportunities, things that we didn't do as well with as we wish we had in the moment. It will bring up for us and force us to acknowledge our patterns, things that, you know, because we're human, we're still... While we are on this plane of existence, we are human beings having a spiritual experience. And that means every now and again, things are not going to go perfectly or exactly to plan. And it's something that we will have opportunity throughout our life to look at, to help somebody else through so that maybe they do a little better than we did originally. That let's say we just nailed something that comes up. We just sailed right through it because we knew it from somebody else's experience, or through a book or something that helped us to sort of broaden our perspective ahead of time. Or we just knew, we were just really in tune and in focus with our souls and our spiritual growth. And that can happen too. And then every now and again, you know, we ace it the first time and we don't ace it the second, because things do keep popping up for us in our world because, you know, as they say, there's nothing new under the sun. So it doesn't mean that you are any less evolved, or that, there's something wrong with you or anything of the sort. Okay. So, by the way, I just posted the phone number for Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in, it's 818-739-8818. It is always that number, so you can even store it in your phone. you know, if you want to talk about spiritual existence, if you want to talk about things that have come up for you, I used to frame things in the way that life was giving us lessons. And as I sort of got a little further on into my work, and that analogy doesn't make sense for me anymore. I am not tearing down the work of any authors. I am not, telling you that whatever your pastor has said is wrong. I'm not... you know, trying to attack anybody's belief system. So please understand that. But I find that sometimes as we grow, analogies work for us. And sometimes we move away from them because it doesn't fit as well anymore. And I bring this up because, not only because I kind of like to state the obvious on that, but, and make sure something doesn't get misconstrued, but also I bring it up because, it's something that sometimes we get stuck on something because our spiritual journey, our spiritual work, we're affected by the people around us, by our the culture that we are in, and you know, we get reluctant to release something because we think, or look at something differently because we think, well, that would be insulting to this person that I absolutely adored who raised me, and this is what they taught me. And they taught you that because it was their understanding. And it's not so much that things are so wildly different between generations as it is that we look at things and we go, well, this parable, this analogy makes sense for me now. It didn't then, or now I understand this, or now I'm looking at things a little differently. So what it comes down to, because I was talking about framing things in the form of spiritual lessons, is that at this stage within my spirituality and my understanding, that starts to bring me back to this idea of the God who sits on the kind of Greek gods, the old gods, with the long beard, the white beard, or the guy at the beginning of The Simpsons, if you like that. the one with the beard and the lightning finger who is just waiting for you to screw up because clearly, you know, you're just a human and humans are no good. Waiting to punish you. That doesn't work for me anymore. It doesn't work for my understanding of Creator. It doesn't work for me within my own spiritual personal journey. And if it works for you, cool. But for me, I've gotten to this point where I've started to frame it. And by the way, I apologize for my allergies today because I know I'm kind of blotchy and scratchy and all that, but where I am with things is to acknowledge and to say, sometimes these situations are going to come up, and it's not so much that you are being tested or that, you know, you see this pattern or something that it's like, oh, I've experienced this before, or I was with my close girlfriend or my mom or my brother or whatever as this stuff came up, and I recognize it. I recognize the energy, and how am I going to kind of best deal with that sort of thing, right? And what you can do is acknowledge it, send some healing that way, deal with things, walk through it as best you can, listen to that still small voice. And as you are coming through it on the other side, you know, look for the lemonade in the situation. Look for the blessing, because there usually is one, even if the blessing is only that you made it through it, that means that you are now qualified to help yourself later on, and you are qualified to help other people who are going to be going through that similarly as well. So I hope that helps, and I hope that makes sense. but I will tell you, because I have a lot of people that come in to my reading room, and they'll say, I think I must have very, very bad karma. I think I did something really bad in a previous life 3,000 years ago and wherever I was at that time. When I was in second grade, I stole my best friend's pony eraser because I was jealous because I loved it so much, and I took it home, and then I had guilt, and I couldn't even play with it, and I ended up throwing it away, and it hurt her, and it hurt me, and so clearly, I am being punished right now because I did something like that. Probably not. You know, you can make amends for that either by tracking down that friend from second grade and bringing her a nice scented candle, something, or something that she would really like now, that is also of, you know, or you can say, you know, this was a little silly, but I did this and I apologize and I'm so sorry. You know, whatever you need to do on that. You can also just kind of send the energy out to the universe, like, I'm so sorry, send some healing out, deal with it that way, okay? And then release, okay? But recognize that, you know, I think sometimes when people start to study natural law, they get into this mindset of, like, blame the victim, right? Because we have this concept that the energy that you're putting out there, what you want, is mirroring back and being attracted to you. And while that is true, you know, it doesn't mean, I will give you an example. When I was younger and I was babysitting, I was probably like, I don't know, eighth or ninth grade, something like that. I was babysitting for these really great kids and pretty regularly. And, you know, I loved the family and the family loved me and the kids were great. And, there was one night that I had obligated myself. I said I was going to babysit. And then, you know, something came up. There was a social invitation. There was something I desperately wanted to go to. I wanted to be at. Can't even remember what it was now, but I remember the emotion of it because I remember thinking to myself, God, I don't want to have to go and work tonight. I really, you know, I want to be able to just go with my friends. I want to be able to go to this thing or, you know, be part of the crew, which is a very, very normal thing when you are an adolescent, right? And the kids ended up with chicken pox because I am old enough that my generation and the generation right below me, there was no chicken pox vaccine yet. So there you go. if there was, we probably would have been all about that. But, you know, that's not me making a political statement one way or another. I'm just acknowledging that chicken pox suck. So anyway, the kids ended up with the chicken pox, and they ended up with a really bad case of it, enough that their parents canceled and stayed home because they wanted to take care of the kids having fevers and the itchies and all of that stuff. So, but I ended up having such guilt because in my adolescent brain, I had caused this. I had manifested something that would mean I didn't have to go over there and babysit. That is not the case. and it takes sometimes a long time for people to understand that and move through it. So, for all of you out there who have felt that you have created a situation energetically in a very innocent way, please do let yourself off the hook, right? Okay. So, did I mention that spring is in the air here? We have all of these beautiful flowers cropping up. We have all of these trees that are budding and in bloom. And as a redhead who forgot her Claritin, I went for a morning walk through the woods this morning. I got to experience the beauty of nature as it is unfolding. I got to go and sit under a tree and meditate for a few minutes, which was infinitely helpful to my to mental and spiritual health and growth, but not so great for the allergy. But I will encourage you, if you're coming this weekend or you're coming anytime soon, make sure that you wear appropriate shoes that you can get muddy if you want to go into the woods because it is still dry. drying up this time of year, and we had some incredible trails that are already open. And we also have some that are being worked on a little bit, but I believe all the trees have been cleared out from all of that. And, you know, we have 6 different parks that you can go and sit in and meditate. We also have a new addition to the hotel lobby this year. We always had this adorable wood phone booth. And I don't know how many of you, I remember one of the places I lived during college had actually a phone booth down in the foyer. And it's the same in the lobby of the hotel. You can go into the phone booth, but it's actually now a meditation booth. And you can listen to soft music and you can meditate. And so if you ever get overwhelmed or you just want to sit in this super cool booth, you can absolutely do that. So the bookstore is going to be open this weekend. So if you are looking for some cool Lilydale swag, t-shirts, mugs, pens, whatever, ahead of season, you can come out and do that. Also lots of great books in there. I am going to be branching out a little bit and starting to have some authors and different people on the show, you know, connected to spiritualism, connected to Lilydale, that sort of thing. So stay tuned for the lineup on that. Also, if the scheduling works out, I've still got to get a solid date going, but I may have my fabulous teacher sorry, I got distracted by one of the messages here. I apologize. It is hard for me to answer private messages during the show, but I will do my best. So I have lots of cool people coming on. It looks like in the fall I'm going to be able to, I'm going to be going down fall, winter, time of year down to Florida to serve a church, and at that time I will be broadcasting with the fabulous Marilyn Autry, given dates and health and everything in line. That of course will be on Natural Law because she is amazing and a foremost expert. This spring, if we can work out the timing and the dates and the Zoom link and all of that, we will have the fabulous Janet Havoc, who of course has the Journey Within Church up in New Jersey, but also she has opened a new center in Hinesville, New York, which of course is a sort of integral part to modern American spiritualism as well. So we'll be talking to her about all of that. And, you know, she's just, I mean, an incredible both of those ladies, incredible champions of spiritualism, and really fantastic. I'm also going to attempt a live broadcast outdoors within the next month or so before season hits. And by the way, the Lilydale season dates are June 21st through September 1st this year. We are open an extra week and a week early. So you can already make your reservations, and please do that. And we did find out we are getting one of the 6-seat golf carts donated to us for the summer again, which we're calling Transportation. And that is being driven by our community volunteers. So if you have some issues with walking and that sort of thing, we will be able to ferry you around to the public services as much as possible. And we're doing regular stops for that this year. So, you know, you can wait at one of these places and they will come around and pick you up. And it's going to be great. So, all very, very good and exciting stuff. If you have anything to add, of course, please feel free to call in at 818-739-8818, or you can message me on the live feed. That's easier for me than trying to answer private messages, although I do take them, you know, they are important to me, so I do what I can with that, okay? Lots of great stuff going on. So I want to go back, and I had started to talk about the concept of making lemonade, it's a very, very important thing. At the beginning of the show, I had opened by talking about today is going to be a great day because I woke up and breathing and I chose it. And I understand that for a lot of people, it's not as easy as just saying that. It takes a practice. And I came across something not too long ago that talked about the rewiring of the brain with gratitude. And I'm not saying, by the way, that you have to be happy all of the time. And here's why. That would be ridiculous. You know, life happens, and it's not always easy. But what we find out, I'm trying to pull up the link, and I will post that after the show onto this. But it's a feeling of as the gist of it, I should say, is you can rewire your brain to combat some anxiety just by practicing gratitude. And that means whether you are choosing three things in the morning when you wake up, which can be as simple as, I woke up, I had a bed to sleep in, it's easy for me to breathe, I know I have food in the kitchen, I know that I have clean clothes in my drawers, you know, there's all of these things. It doesn't have to be something that is giant and monumental, because usually when we go through normal life, sorry for the hiccup, which is so life, right? There's always a hiccup. We don't talk about something as being a blessing unless it's a massive, massive thing. But really, there are, in practice, lots of tiny things to be grateful for that helps us to acknowledge, you know, we're going to have to go through situations regardless, because that is life on the earth plane. It is not perfect. It was not designed to be. You know, we go through, stuff happens, people do things. And, you know, we deal with it as best we can, and then we let it go, or we just send some healing. The worst thing that we can do is to chase that thought. And this is why meditation is such a powerful practice, because meditation chooses you to not to block everything out and have total silence. That's really not the point of it. The point of it is that you have an opportunity. I want to make sure we're still broadcasting because the signal got low. The point of it as you're meditating is that things are going to happen. Things are going to come in that are distracting to you. And the practice of meditation is to not chase the thought, to be aware of it, to be present, and move through. And if you do start to chase the thought, all you have to do is refocus. All you have to do, whether you choose a mantra for that, and you can simply say that thought, say that word out loud or in your head. For people who need an energy of boosting their signal strength, of calling in that universal energy to bolster yourself, to pull yourself up and raise your vibration. Something like a chanting or drumming or something rhythmic, it gets you in a really good mood. Some people, meditation for them is putting on really good music and dancing around, and there's no right or wrong way to do that. But if it teaches us to be in the moment entirely, and as things come through, to acknowledge it, but not get carried into that emotion. Some of the things that I've been hearing in the last week, because I always try to address universal energies, are things like, I really got myself into a pickle because I was too trusting in a situation. I took things at face value. Or somebody changed their entire plans on me and made it, which meant that my life, my job got 110% harder, whether they did it on purpose, whether they were being thoughtless, or whether it was circumstances outside of this other person's control. So instead of us having punishing energy, to have the idea of, okay, well, here's what I can take away from that. I can choose to handle the situation differently than they would have. I can choose to call them on something just by saying, okay, but I want you to understand that created this and this and this for me. And not punishing them, not chasing that energy, not beating on them, because that doesn't solve or resolve anything. All that does is create more bad energy that then gets spread all around because it doesn't make you happy, right? Acknowledging it, owning your truth, that's where you stand in your power. And that's where you can go, okay, and I'm going to recalibrate and I'm going to adjust my energy. And whether that is shifting by saying, okay, but this is what's still okay, or I acknowledge that this is going to change my plans, but I can make lemonade out of this. I can shift this. Some people do that through a positivity with, well, everything happens for a reason, and there'll be a blessing that'll come out of this, and that's as far as they need to take it, and that's great. For others, acknowledging something and then moving through it, because life is going to happen. It's particularly, there is a saying by Ram Dass that is, if you think you're so enlightened, go spend a week with your family. And it doesn't mean that as we sort of individualize from our families that there's something wrong with our families. What it is meant to explore is the concept of there are going to always be people in your life that will put that mirror up to your face so that you see your stuff, that you see your patterns, and you're able to grow from that, and you're able to call yourself on your stuff. But don't call yourself on your stuff in a way like I had talked about earlier in the show, where it's punishing energy, where you feel like you're never going to be in control again, you're never going to do well again, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I guess I'll go eat worms. that gets a little silly. I don't think that's serving yourself or anybody else. I had to go back to that. But there is opportunity to stand in your truth, to stand in your power, and recalibrate and move ahead. And then the next time something like that comes up, maybe you handle it a little bit differently. Maybe you send some preemptive healing. Maybe you are able to switch gears a little faster. One of the things that I liked out of studying the practice of mindfulness, and that form of meditation, I read a lot of different books, everything from psychology to spirituality to myths and legends to all of these to old religious texts, kind of runs the gamut. And there's a kind of common theme that I'll see, but I like the way that that Pema Chodron put it in studying mindfulness, which was, sometimes you're going to fail. And then if you get into the same situation all over again, and you fail better the second time, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It means that you're having this human experience, but to fail better. I thought that was a really, really interesting concept, because what we run around trying to do is make sure that any unpleasantness doesn't happen to us. We get ingrained in this concept that we have to make ourselves as perfect as possible, when in reality what we should be striving for is a little bit of progress or a little bit of improvement, whether that is in our mood and how we handle things, whether that is in the choices of who we are around, whether that is in the choices of, what's going to help us move forward. Are we in healthy patterns? Are we with people who are supportive, or are we with people who are going to steal our unicorn erasers? I never had that happen as a literal circumstance, by the way, but I don't know. It popped into my head, and I thought it was funny, so I went with it. So these are all things that we can kind of keep in mind from moment to moment, day to day, that will kind of help us move through. So I hope that is helpful to you as well. I know I had somebody who was trying to message me about a particular circumstance. Something, I don't know if they tried to fix a typo or whatever, but it came through and then it kind of disappeared. So, but if you would like to call in, if that's easier, the number is 818-739-8818. And, of course, by the way, that is the number every week. So, you can write it down, or you can, I always post it as well. So another way that we can practice these gratitudes, because I think sometimes it's very much about just shifting the energy around you. Some people will keep a little bit of a journal, because it helps to complete the circuit between the visual and the auditory by writing things out. That's why I like inspired writing, and that's why I like automatic writing. And this is not me plugging my class for that this summer, although there is a class for that this summer. Also, Judith Rochester is teaching inspired writing, and she is amazing, so you might want to check that out as well. And actually check out, the whole program on lilydaleassembly.org, or you can pick up a catalog from places. Or we will happily send you one as well. So somebody is saying that it sounds like I live in Mr. Rogers' spiritual neighborhood. I love that. sometimes, because we do have a real sense of community here. We do know most of our neighbors, and we may hang out in different groups because of different churches or whatever. But we do connect with each other as much as possible. So I was talking about other ways to shift your energy. So we did talk about the meditation and whether you choose to do that, as just kind of kind of sitting and breathing, being aware of your breath, whether you choose to practice mindfulness. It is all part of the spiritual practice, yoga, qigong, tai chi, all those slow-moving, deliberate things. Some people meditate by riding a stationary bike or walking a treadmill, or God bless them if they can do the elliptical machine. So, but it's very much about, and thank you to our Facebook friend, Peggy. It reminds me of something the Dalai Lama said: if you want to be happy, show compassion. And that is so true. That's the whole point of the exercise, is that if we can leave ourselves and the world and the people we come in contact to a little bit better, then we have more than accomplished our job. And, you know, that's a very interesting kind of segue also, because I was going to do a different show on this, but maybe I'll just kind of squeeze a tidbit in, a nugget, if you will, about, you know, there's this concept of some people will come to me and they'll say, well, you know, what is fated to be? And what is destined in my world? And, you know, as part of that, they want to know, basically, what is the whole purpose of my walking around and taking up oxygen? Well, one, you're helping the trees by putting CO2 out there. I read something not too long ago that talked about, trees produce oxygen, but they need the what we emit, our breath, in order to, that's what they breathe in, and then they convert it, they transmute that. And it was a joke about, well, what if after all of these eons, we discover that it's actually that the trees are farming us? and I thought, well, yeah, talk about a symbiotic relationship, right? That's a great thing. But, you know, we're learning to understand that there are lots of parts of nature that have consciousness, and we are part of this giant ecosystem, and that means vibrationally as well. So, you know, whatever you have to do to shake it up and create this this stronger foundation. That's what meditation is the core for. That's what all spiritual practices truly are. That's the core of what they're there for. They help us to, if we build ourselves up, then all of the other stuff that comes at us, that seems very, very important in the moment, but not so much in the long run, it doesn't bother us so much, which means in turn it makes it a little bit higher, easier for us to keep that higher vibration. And with that, you know, so we can then in situations fail better. We can shift everything. The only thing we can control is our reaction to things. And only after about, because at first you have a biological reaction. All of these chemicals are going to hit your brain that are fight, flight, or freeze. What happens? There's a moment of panic. It's really good to recognize where you feel that and how you feel that in your body. For some people, it hits them right in the chest. It's like they take a breath in and they panic, and it's like, oh no. And it will actually hit physically. They will feel that restriction. That restriction in the chest. And for some people, they feel it, you know, like in here, and you could see it. Their face just tenses up, their neck tenses up, everything. Some people, it's right in the gut. You know, it's literally like they're getting punched in the gut. Some people, for me, I discovered that when I'm driving and the person in front of me stops short, because my hands are on the wheel, I feel it in the back of my hands. And so it's really good to understand how your body is communicating with you. Then after about 30 seconds, you have a choice at that point of the rational mind takes back over. It's like trying to communicate with a toddler when a toddler is in that tantrum state. The frontal lobe, this part of the brain that is rational and reasoning, has shut down. There is no point until they have calmed down. So that's, and we try to be more compassionate with the little ones, right? But we can also learn to be compassionate with adults and with ourselves. And that can be a very, very helpful thing. So then once you've shifted your breath, or you have helped somebody to kind of breathe and get through the shock of something, then the rational mind can kick in and we can shift the vibration. And sometimes that means helping somebody to shift their posture, shift their breathing, shift where they're looking, that sort of thing, okay? Because it shocks the system out of that same vibrational energy and that pattern. Some of that is physiological, some of that is psychological, some of that is spiritual, and, you know, the mind-body-spirit connection is very, very strong and very valid. So we do want to honor that. You know, for people who get upset within their workspace because their nervous systems were not designed for the hustle and bustle, for the noise of you know, the bad lighting. And I've really rarely been in an office with good lighting, I'm not going to lie. So, you know, we design things to be functional, but sometimes they're not even that. You know, it just depends. nobody thrives in overhead fluorescent. But keeping something that is either part of nature or reminiscent of nature around you, if possible. Some people will carry a any of you remember worry stones? I always remember when my parents would go on vacation somewhere and they would stop at these cool places. One of the things that my parents brought me was a worry stone. And it was just a flat stone that had kind of like it was polished and it had like a little dip in it where you could hold it and rub your thumb on this little groove. And it's the same as doing like a rosary or, you know, anything that is, but it's a literal touchstone. It's something that you can go to, and it's like your brain connects with it and goes, okay, this is a different vibration, and here it is, okay? So a little tool, but that helps as well. So I guess if anything, with everything that I'm talking about today, that 90 seconds to go, be gentle with yourself. And I have to say, I am extremely excited that Bill and Ted 3 is coming out, because my old reference of telling people to be excellent to one another is now relevant again. So that works for somebody as cheesy as myself. So don't be hard on yourselves. Practice what to live in the moment, and if you have the opportunity to choose to be happy, even in a situation that just kind of sucks, it's a great thing. So I guess until next week, I hope to see you then. I am wishing you a good day and good vibes. So see you later.